Good evening.
Good evening.
Let us quickly, Happy New Year to all of you here online. As Apostle said, you have much time to rest. Now it's time to get back to work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We must never get comfortable. Getting comfortable will kill all of God's dreams. So we got to keep pressing. Let's do this real quick, because only the Holy Spirit can properly escort us into the spirit world. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, tonight that you are our divine escort. We need you. Jesus said when you would come that you would lead and guide us into all the truth, because you're the spirit of truth. You're not the spirit of error. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for our apostle, the founder of the school, the royal family, for all the things that you're doing in and through his life. Thank you that you've set him for such a time as this to make a divine mark, a divine impact in our lives, that we may in turn impact and affect others' lives. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This class here is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Moving in the gifts. What I said?
Moving.
I didn't say reading about the gifts. The gifts in the church seem to be dormant.
Yeah.
And one thing I know, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So if we're going to move forward, we must see signs, wonders, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. None of that can transpire until we are properly escorted in the spirit world. All right, let's go, sir. This is in the preface of Apostle Jonathan David's book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Go ahead, sir.
The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions.
Of the spirit.
In order to do this, we must be properly trained by apostolic fathers.
Properly trained by apostolic fathers.
It is learning how to hear accurately.
The voice of the Holy Spirit.
It is learning how to properly respond. To the voice of God.
Now, all of this have to do with moving in what? The prophetic flow. Go ahead.
In the Old Testament.
Eli.
The prophet had to properly train Samuel. Samuel.
In the Old Testament, the prophet Eli had to properly train Samuel
on how to tap into the prophetic flow. Eli,
an apostolic father,
trained Samuel,
his son,
on how to hear
and respond
to the voice of God.
Or the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of God is the voice of the Spirit.
The reference is in
1 Samuel chapter number 3, verses 1 through 10. Now, it's very important that you read that passage. Oftentimes, I may not go specifically to those passages because we have a lot of territory to cover. But in 1 Samuel 3 through 10, you will find out that the prophet Eli was laying down in a room sleeping, and Samuel was laying down, and God came to Samuel. But when Samuel would hear the voice, he would hear Eli's voice. Are you listening? Are you listening? Because God, in speaking to Samuel, was speaking to him in a voice that was what?
Familiar
to him.
Yes,
see, now, you got to understand spiritual principle. How you going to hear God and you can't hear your father? Mm-hmm. You cannot bypass Apostle Thompson talking about, I'm going to listen to God for myself. Why would God give you a father if you can get it all by yourself? That does not minimize the role that the Holy Spirit play in our lives. But real spiritual fathers are speaking to us by and through the Spirit. So God, this is a good example of it. So here's God coming to speak to Samuel. Samuel have not yet been trained to hear what? The voice of God. The most important thing in all of our lives is to be trained to hear the voice of God. Are you listening? But hearing the voice of God begins with hearing the ones that he sent to you. If you don't receive who God sent, then you can't receive God. Because God has said, if you receive the one I sent, then you receive me. So God began to speak to Samuel. Samuel would get up and run to Eli. Eli said, no, son, I didn't call you. Go lay back down. Voice came a second time. Samuel ran back to Eli. No, son, I didn't call you again. Go lay back down. Came a what? Third time. Eli said, no, that wasn't me. But he said, this time I recognize that God is talking to you. Right. Now, I guess you might want to turn to it, because I want you to hear this verse where he talks about how Samuel should respond when God speaks the next time. See, it's important how we respond to God. It's one thing to hear his voice, but how do you respond when you hear it? That's why I believe the most important thing is hearing his voice, getting clarity, and then following what he wants you to do. Now, what verse is it where Eli tells Samuel the next time you hear that voice? Verse 8. Read it, what it says. And the Lord called Samuel again. 1 Samuel 3:8.
So he arose and he went to Eli.
Here I am, for you did call me.
And he said, here I am, for you did call me.
And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. And
therefore Eli said to Samuel,
Go lie down.
And it shall be,
if he calls you,
that you must say, speak, Lord,
for your servant here.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So what was Eli doing?
Training him.
Here, Lord, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it you would have your servant to do? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Eli
had to train Samuel
to discern the voices. If you don't discern the voice
of your apostolic father,
you will not be able to discern the voice
of the Spirit.
God is sending apostolic fathers
to go into the crowds
and bring out the boy. Who had those five loaves
and two fishes.
What he has in his hands,
what the little boy has in his hands,
will never multiply. As long as he's in the crowd.
So the purpose of the father is to speak to the boy that's in the crowd, to draw the boy out of the crowd. You get your identity from your father. Are you listening? But as long as you're running from your father, you will remain a boy and be run over by the crowd. Go ahead, sir.
He will never reach his full potential in God.
The little boy will never reach his full potential in God.
He can spend the rest of his life
awed by the sense of meeting
the needs of the multitude.
By meeting the needs of the multitudes
without knowing how to meet it. Wow. Someone must find this little boy
and teach him how to release
what he has into the hands of an apostolic father
who
can lead him into an acceleration,
who can lead him into an acceleration
and multiplication of resources and of grace. The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit.
The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit.
For all the other gifts to flow through.
Read that again.
The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit.
The prophecy gift. Go ahead.
Sets the flow of the Holy Spirit.
River for all the other gifts to flow through. Did you catch that?
Yes.
It begins with prophecy. Are you listening? That's why the Bible says in Acts 2:4, every place mostly where you see they were filled with the Spirit, the next word comes out of the Holy Spirit's mouth when he's recording these words and say, and they prophesy. Are you listening? Why? Because prophecy is the elementary one. Are you listening? And it leads the prophetic flow into all the others. You know, we act like prophecy is so, you know, that's trying to be spiritual. You understand? Okay, go ahead, sir.
The revelation and power gifts
become more effective
when they flow through the prophecy gate of inspired words of the Spirit. The stronger the prophetic flow, the stronger the impact
of the other six gifts.
The discerning of spirits.
Now, when it says six gifts, you know it's talking about the speaking gifts and the revelational gifts combined. Y'all understand that? Because there are nine gifts of the Spirit. Y'all understand that? He's not leaving the others out. What he's saying is we're talking about moving in the realm of what? Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. So he's saying that the prophecy gift sets the flow for the revelational gifts. You got me? Okay. Prophecy is a mouth gift. You listening?
Yes.
Prophecy is a speaking gift.
Yes,
so the prophecy gifts are divers kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy.
Yes,
are you listening? They all have to do with saying something.
Yes,
you listening? Yes. The revelational gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits.
Yes,
all of those have to do with functioning in the realm of the Spirit. Okay, go ahead, sir.
The discerning of spirits
is a must
for all of those who want to minister
in the spirit
and in the supernatural.
Notice what he said, the discerning of spirits.
Yes,
huh? Is a must for all of those who want to what?
Minister.
Come on. In the supernatural and in the spirit.
Yes,
are you listening? Yes. Go ahead, sir.
All apostolic believers, which includes prayer warriors,
intercessors,
song leaders,
and ministers,
and the word, need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately.
They need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately.
Without this gift, you cannot build accurately
in the spirit. You cannot build accurately in the spirit. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to escort you. In Matthew 3, right? Jesus was baptized at the River Jordan. When he came up out of the water, the Bible says the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descended upon him in the form of a dove and remained upon him. Then came a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Then in Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says immediately Jesus is led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, God was not afraid of the devil. All right? Huh? The Holy Spirit led him into the place where he can learn how to function in the spirit, because you cannot deal with satanic activity in the natural.
Right. That's right.
You can only deal with satanic activity in the spirit.
Yeah.
There are things that are behind the scene that must be revealed by the Holy Spirit in order for things to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen,
go ahead, sir.
Without this gift,
you cannot build accurately
in the spirit. The purpose of this class is to teach you and to train you
to move in prophecy
and with greater accuracy
to move in prophecy. See, when we all come together, you're listening. When we all come together, you can prophesy. But the church is scared. And we'll talk about that. Go ahead, sir.
You can bring God's word
to his people.
In the way and in the manner in which God wants you to bring it.
In other words, all the gifts of the Spirit work as the Spirit wills.
Yeah.
It's not a work of a man. You can't be making stuff up to tell people. So get rid of all of your parking lot prophets, phone prophets. All right. Your BFF prophets. Because all prophecy must be judged. So therefore, you ought to have witnesses. Oh, Jesus. I'll talk to the church now. Go ahead, sir. You lost your place?
Chapter 1.
Huh? Okay, we're going to chapter 1. Don't lose your place now. Don't get all excited.
Moving in the gifts, chapter 1 introduction.
Moving in the gifts, just as chapter 1, you find this in the, chapter 1 is the introduction in moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Go ahead.
Spiritual ignorance.
Go ahead.
Ignorance. The state or the fact of being. Lack of knowledge. Learning information.
Huh?
Etc.
No.
Information.
Et read the whole definition again, because it don't sound right to me.
Okay. Ignorance.
The state or fact of being.
Lack of knowledge.
See how that don't sound right, y'all?
Being
the lack of knowledge. Okay, don't worry about it. Just read. In other words, ignorant is you have a lack of knowledge. Okay. Go ahead. That's ignorance. Ignorance is you just don't know. Are you listening? But ignorance can cost you. Because ignorance is not bliss. Go ahead, sir.
There's a need for clear teaching and detailed workable knowledge.
There's a need for clear teaching and detailed workable knowledge
on spiritual gifts. That reference is 1 Corinthians 12:1.
And the reference for that is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want you to read the entire 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter number 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Okay, they deal with the gifts of the Spirit and the greatest motive for functioning in the gifts of the Spirit. Okay, go ahead, sir.
God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is no bliss. Spiritual ignorance can become
a tool of the enemy.
To create frustration in our walks. And confusion in our experiences. And to cripple our confidence and our faith. Number one, remedies for spiritual ignorance.
Go ahead.
Revelation knowledge.
The first remedy is revelation knowledge.
The whole kingdom of God is built upon revelation knowledge. That which is revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. The reference is Matthew 16, 16 through 17.
I'm going to say read verses 13 through 17. And the reason for that is that's when Peter got the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, based upon that revelation. Now, that revelation didn't come from Peter's mind. For Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed that unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Are you listening? So whenever you see the word in the Bible, reveal, revelation, perceive, discern, all of that's work of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? He is the revealer of what? All truth. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, you read 9, 10, and 11, it talks, say, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Why do he search them? To reveal them unto us. See, the things that God freely give unto us, we cannot be partakers of them if we're not properly escorted or led by the Spirit. See, for the Holy Spirit's assignment is to lead us and to guide us into all the truth. Well, thy word is truth. So apart from the word, you cannot be led into the truth. Now we can go to a whole nother level. Not only is the word truth, but Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the light. You cannot get to that without the Holy Spirit escorting you. Go ahead, sir.
God revealed to us.
God reveals to us
by his spirit. And the keys of the kingdom.
And the keys of the kingdom.
Is revelation knowledge.
The keys of the kingdom is what? Revelation knowledge. In other words, God wants to reveal to you keys that unlock people. A spiritual father will unlock his little boy. See? Because a father gets honor through his son. And the purpose of a son is to bring honor to his father. Okay, go ahead.
Reference is Ephesians 1, 16 through
23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. That's the one of the apostolic prayers that Paul gave. Then again in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. Apostle referenced those earlier. Pray those every day. Go ahead.
Apostolic teaching.
The remedy for spiritual ignorance is revelation knowledge. And number two. Are you going to say it?
Apostolic teaching.
All right. Apostolic teaching. Speak up. He worked for me, so he used to this. But, you know, he's saying something like I want something new. I want what I got in them notes. Okay, go ahead.
The end time church.
We're talking about apostolic teaching now. The end time church
will embrace an apostolic mantle of teaching. This mantle will help update our experiences. And bring the church into conformity to New Testament. Patterns and standards.
And standards.
Reference Acts 2 and 42.
One of those references is in Acts chapter number 2, verse number 42.
Apostolic doctrine. And reference Acts 13, 1 through 2.
Acts chapter 13, verses 1 and 2.
Certain prophets and teachers.
No, I didn't say read that. Just keep on. Give me the scripture references and go to the lessons.
The third reference is Acts 20 and 20.
And the third reference is Acts chapter 20, verse number 20. Those are three references that has to deal with the remedies for spiritual ignorance. Are you listening? Okay. Because all apostolic doctrine comes from apostolic fathers. So in the early church, it talks about the people continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and the apostles' fellowship. Are you listening? What is doctrine? The established order of God. What is doctrine? The established order of God. That's what doctrine is. And so the apostles are responsible for establishing God's order in the earth realm. That's what the apostolic is about. Heaven to earth government. First gift that Christ set in the church was the apostle. Are you listening? So that's why that is the first gift that Jesus developed and trained and set, and God set in the church. All you have to do is read your Bible. The men that Jesus trained were apostles. But we have churches that run on pastorship and evangelists and teachers. Y'all got it? Pastors, evangelists, and teachers. They want a pet. Oh, y'all see, yeah, okay. Y'all act like y'all, they want a pet. What do you, No, you need some apostolic government. Are you listening?
Yes,
to establish order in your life. Go ahead.
Be other hindrances to the operation of gifts.
Be other hindrances to the operation of moving in the gifts. Go ahead.
Fear and snares.
Number one, fear and snares.
The fear of men.
The fear of men.
Failure.
Mistakes.
Satanic influence.
Satanic influence.
Poverty.
Failure.
Reference Proverbs 29 and 25. Number two, intimidation.
Intimidation.
An act of continual harassment. Until the person's wall of resistance. Is broken. And he starts to belittle and to despise. What he is.
And what he has.
Reference Nehemiah.
The reference for that is Nehemiah, the fourth chapter.
Types of ignorance.
Now, I wanted to say something about fear of man, fear of failure, fear of mistakes. See, the enemy always wants you focusing on you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Y'all know why most people are afraid to prophesy? Huh? That's right. They don't want to make a mistake. Are you listening? Then they have untrained soul, cause is that you? Who that? See, y'all ain't catch on. Y'all won't be all. Who that say they gonna beat them? Say why y'all want? Lord, this poor church, they get so spiritual. What he saying? Y'all know down here in the South we say who that? Okay, that's all it is. If you online, you might not know either. Okay, move on. But what I'm saying is people for fear of failure, fear of making a mistake. Well, here's what you need to know. You ain't perfect. I played basketball. Okay, let me give you the example. If you're afraid to miss a shot, you're never going to go nowhere. Because you can't make a shot until you take it. And you can't miss a shot until you take it. And the more shots you take, and if you practice them enough every day, like shoot 1,000 every day, you'll get more accurate. Are you listening? So don't allow the enemy to be pressing you with making a mistake. Okay? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Types of ignorance.
One.
Not knowing what to do.
With what you have. Not knowing what to do with what you got. How about that? Not knowing what to do. All right, for the educated people. Not knowing what to do with what you have. Because you don't have to have a little ghetto in you. Go ahead.
Number two.
Not knowing how to get.
What we do not have.
What you don't have. What? How can you get what you don't have? Now everybody quiet. How can you get what you don't have? Go to somebody who got it. That's deep in it. I think, well, didn't you hear apostles say, ask? Most time we don't get what we need because we're afraid to ask. Are you listening? That's in life, period. I don't know nothing about electricity or electrical work. So don't ask me, because I don't know. Go get you an electrician. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay, go ahead.
Reference Matthew 25, chapter 14 through 30.
Matthew 25, 14 through 30, and Luke
11 through 17. D, gifts, love, or both?
D, gifts, love, or both?
And 1 Corinthians teaches.
And 1 Corinthians
teaches gifts.
And 1 Corinthians, chapter numbers 12 and 14, teaches.
Gifts are not an option.
Gifts are not an option.
Even though we have love.
Even though we have love.
Gifts are to flow through the atmosphere.
Gifts are to flow through the atmosphere.
And motivation of love.
And motivation of love.
It is not gifts versus love.
It is not gifts versus love.
Or love versus gifts.
Or love versus gifts.
Reference Psalm 62 and 11.
Psalm 62 and 11.
Love is the motivation.
Love is the motivation.
But power is that which brings the accomplishment.
But power is that which brings the accomplishment.
Of what he desires in his love.
Of what he desires in his love.
For us.
For us. Now let me explain that to you. Because see, you can read that. You'll be like, what is he talking about? Now, there are nine manifestations of the Spirit. What gets the church in trouble is we have a lot of what we call spiritual people. Are you listening? They got a shake and a jump, and a tremble and a humble. Are you listening? They got a devil under every rock and around every corner. They'll make you afraid. Are you listening? Now, the gifts of the Spirit are real, and they belong to the church. They are our inheritance. Every child of God, are you listening? Huh? Every child of God. The Bible say he divides to every man. How many? He divides to every man, watch this now, severally as he wills. So you don't have one. Are you listening? You have the ability to function in more than one as the Spirit wills. Are you listening? But in order for you to function properly in the gifts of the Spirit, it begins with prophecy. You must be, if you want to get developed, you got to be filled with the Spirit. Not just born of the Spirit. You know, born of the Spirit is one level. That's the well. That's the well. When Jesus met the woman at the well, St. John chapter 4, and asked her for a drink of water, and she started bragging on the well, Jesus said, woman, if you knew who the hell I was, that's Ron translation. Thank you for your enthusiasm, because you know y'all need a little shaking up. Jesus said, woman, if you know who I was and who it was asking you for a drink of water, you wouldn't be bragging on that water in your well that came from Jacob, because the one greater than Jacob is here. The water that you drink, that water out of that well, you're going to be thirsty again. But I have a water that'll get on the inside of you. You'll never thirst again. That's a well of water that springs up into eternal life. That's a well. But in St. John chapter number 7, the Bible says that Jesus stood up on that last and great day of the feast. He say, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. Are you listening? Huh? He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So you go from a well, new birth, to a river being filled. Most Christians want to stay with being born of the Spirit because that's all they taught. So there, many people are afraid of speaking in tongues because they have been told that's of the devil. Well, if I was the devil, I would tell you that too. I'd make you afraid too. And down here in the deep south where there's all this witchcraft and voodoo, of course they don't hear nothing about tongues. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Jesus who trained the 12, Luke 24, you read it when you get home. Jesus told them, do not leave Jerusalem. Do not depart from Jerusalem until you be endowed with power from on high. This is the 12 he trained. Y'all ain't ready to go nowhere yet. I did send y'all out two by two in my name, in my authority, in every city and place that I would come after you. But don't get it mistaken. You were functioning from the apostolic covering that's on my life. Are you listening? But before you are equipped to go out and do anything, baby, you got to have an upper room visitation. See, you have to have power. See, they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. But then there's another dimension that the church don't talk about. John said, he that cometh after me is preferred before me. His shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because fire is a what? Purifier. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
E. Benefits of the motivation of love.
Benefits. All right. Now, I was trying to explain to y'all the difference before I got carried away, I guess. This is what I'm saying. The gifts of the Spirit are given to you to function. They are your inheritance. But the greatest motive for functioning in the gifts of the Spirit is love. Not to draw attention to yourself. That's what I wanted to get out. You understand? Not to prove to anybody anything. Because if the enemy can ever get you to start trying to prove stuff, you're going to make up stuff to tell people. Then don't have enough spiritual sense to know you was wrong. I've seen a lot of people get in trouble with gifts, especially the prophecy gift. Prophesying to people what God didn't say. Let me tell you something about how serious prophecy is. Prophecy is a divine utterance that comes from God to speak to somebody. So you better be careful when you tell somebody God said. Because either you're lying or you're making up stuff. Well, we already know when you're making up stuff because it never happened. Okay, go ahead.
Benefits of the motivation of love.
Benefits of the motivation of love.
Gifts flowing through love.
Gifts flowing through love.
Make us functioning members.
Make us functioning members.
Within the church.
Within the church.
F.
Bridegroom. The bridegroom. Voice of love.
Reference Revelation 19:10.
Revelation 19 and 10.
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
Is the spirit of prophecy.
Is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of what? Prophecy. So the essence of prophecy is to point people to Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That is the essence of all prophecy. It's not about you. It is draw people to him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. He's the head of all principality and power. Read, sir.
The spirit of prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy.
Releases the testimony of Jesus Christ.
It releases the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Directly to us.
Directly to us.
Jesus testifies.
Jesus testifies.
To what God and he.
To what God and he.
Are saying in the heavens.
Are saying in the heavens.
About us.
About us. What's on that clock back there? I'm not finished. I'm just kidding. We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. How far did we get?